Michigan State University has long sought to be a leader in the field of global health. This afternoon, the university takes another step in that pursuit by breaking ground on a new 130,000-square-foot bioengineering facility on campus. When completed in 2015, the new building will bring medicine and engineering together in projects that will benefit each field. Here to talk about the new facility, Dr. Jeffrey Dwyer. He's the Senior Associate Dean for Research with the MSU College of Human Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Dwyer.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
And also with me is Dr. Manoush Kuchisfani, Associate Dean for Graduate Studies and Faculty Development with the MSU College of Engineering.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to you. And the focus of the new facility, Dr. Dwyer, is explicitly global health?
Well, that we expect global health will be part of it, but this is really an important milestone for our colleges in the development of something called the Institute for Engineering, Science, and Health. It's been a conversation going on for several years, first started with Dean Satish Upta in engineering, who's now the Executive VP for Administrative Services, and Marcia Rapley, the Dean of the College of Human Medicine. And this is an opportunity to bring together some very talented people that we currently have in our colleges, as well as the opportunity to recruit some new people to help us address a number of biomedical, bioengineering issues, and we expect that some of them will have global health implications.
Dr. Kuchisfani, could you give our listeners one example of the kind of research that will be conducted in this facility?
Well, one is easy. There's quite a bit of work that will go on. I'll give you one example. There's quite a bit of interaction between engineering faculty and research that's related to neurology, okay, for example. And you can imagine that there's a lot of good basic science that goes on in the field of neurology. And in the medical field, they know what the needs are, what the patient's needs are. And engineers are very good in designing gadgets. And so when you put these talents together, they can help each other for delivering better care for patients. For example, engineers are very good in designing sensors to measure things.
Sure.
And based on that, determine what the need is. For example, imagine that you had a sensor that could pick up information about the brain activity and convey that information directly to the practitioners, health practitioners, say, oh, this is a weakness. This is where need is needed for the health care of the patient. So these are the kinds of things. We measure all sorts of things by medical devices. We don't always know how to interpret those signals, what the real implication is. So we have faculty in engineering that their sort of expertise is processing signals, trying to get information, useful information from signals that are generated by these medical devices, whether it's for heart, for brain, for other things, and say, oh, this is telling me something is about to happen to the heart.
Okay. So we're talking with Dr. Manoush Kuchisfani and Dr. Jeffrey Dwyer about the groundbreaking this afternoon of Michigan State University's new bioengineering building. This is a 130,000-square-foot project, and it brings together the medical and the engineering processes. Tissue engineering is also on your radar. Dr. Dwyer, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so tissue engineering is a big part of where we think the synergies can occur. I could just refer to something that some of us in our college have experienced recently. We have a colleague in our dean's office whose son suffered severe burns in a military accident, and those burns have healed quicker and better than they might have in the past, in part because of the utilization of matrices for growing single layer skin cell platforms. And that's now a clinical application that has now impacted someone that we happen to know in our college, but it was derived over years by engineers and physicians getting together and understanding what the need was, how to make it work technically on the engineering side, and then how to apply it in a healthcare context.
Will this facility have an economic impact for Mid-Michigan? Will, for example, more people be working at MSU because of this facility?
That's an excellent question. We expect at least 30, 40 more faculty in engineering to be hired to enhance the activities of these facilities. And also, there would be a huge advantage in terms of educational and research activities of the students that would be involved. I'm not sure if you've heard this, but business leaders in Michigan have indicated that there is need for as many as 1,000 additional engineering graduates per year for the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that having this facility and the faculty, new faculty, and the students that it enables will help us meet some of those needs.
What about the human medicine school?
Well, the same applies, and I think an economic development piece that is important and is often sort of under the radar a little bit is that when we go hire these outstanding faculty, as our colleges have done in recent years and we expect to continue to do, they either bring with them or build when they're here whole teams of people, professionals that work with them. So it would be typical, for example, that a senior funded scientist might have anywhere from 4 to 8 or 10 people working closely with them, some full-time, some students, some graduate students, but each of them has an economic impact in terms of the opportunity for really outstanding jobs and training, but they're in the area, they're spending money, they're really adding to the vitality of the community.
Fascinating dynamic. Where is the new building?
It's physically going to be located between the School of Nursing and the Clinical Center.
Okay.
There's an open area. If you drive by, you'll see.
Service Row.
Exactly. Right. And it's also near the Life Sciences building, yeah, where a number of faculty already do their work that will interact with folks in this facility. And it's also near an important animal facility, which will help, yeah, with the research.
Is there any kind of consensus as to the leading challenges under the heading global health?
Well, I think certainly at MSU, an area that we spend a lot of time thinking about and have some really outstanding faculty working in is infectious diseases.
Okay.
So we've recently hired in areas like tuberculosis, for example, that has both human and animal implications around the world, including in the state of Michigan. And so, Michigan State is one of those. I had the opportunity to be in Malawi in Africa not too long ago with some colleagues. And when you do have the chance to go around the world, you really see the impact that Michigan State University has truly on an international scale.
Will the third world be the main beneficiary of what happens here, or will people living in the West, in the United States, how much will they benefit?
No, a great deal of it is also impacting, folks, you and me and, and our children in the future. Imagine that we have all sorts of people who have injuries, brain injuries, physical injuries, and we're trying to design devices that will help them recover sooner with the medical knowledge that is available and the basic research. And the engineers are hoping to design gadgets that help him recover sooner or redirect the brain function so the brain can recover some of his original activity. So who is a beneficiary of that? Everyone in the world. But first, because it's done here, we are the first beneficiary of it.
Dr. Manoj Kuchespani, I beg your pardon. Dr. Manoj Kuchespani is Associate Dean for Graduate Studies and Faculty Development at the MSU College of Engineering. And Dr. Jeffrey Dwyer is Senior Associate Dean for Research with the MSU College of Human Medicine. We've been talking about the new bioengineering facility at Michigan State. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.